91X News.
It's 13 degrees and sunny with some mixed clouds thrown in there. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. Almost $500,000 will be given to a number of local organizations to continue the cleanup of the Bay of Quinte. The Great Lakes Sustainability Fund is providing the money to improve water quality in the Great Lakes Basin. Bay of Quinte Remedial Action Plan spokesman Sarah Midlane Jones says it's a work in progress.
The Bay is a success story. It's come a long, long way since all this sort of started back in the 70s. I think people should be very pleased with the Bay of Quinte.
The City of Quinte West, Lower Trent Conservation, and the Bay of Quinte Conservation Association will also get money from the fund. Jurors in the case of a man accused of first-degree murder in the death of Victoria Stafford have viewed the farmer's field where she was killed. They went to the area southeast of Mount Forest today. The judge said he hoped jurors would get a better understanding of the evidence by going there. Members of the media are being allowed to see the area now that the jury has left. Michael Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping in Tory's death. Stephen Harper has been given another expression of interest, but he hasn't yet received a formal invitation to join a new free trade group of the Pacific Rim countries. After a summit with his U.S. and Mexican counterparts in Washington, the Prime Minister said joining the Trans-Pacific Partnership fits with Canada's push for more open trade with a number of countries. A new study shows the overall suicide rate for Canadians aged 10 to 19 has dropped in the last few decades. But researcher Robin Skinner of the Public Health Agency of Canada says there are differences between males and females and the means they use to take their own lives.
We discovered that among male children and adolescents, the suicide rates are generally decreasing, while the suicide rates among the female children and adolescents are increasing.
The most recent statistics for 2008 found 233 young Canadians had died by suicide, accounting for 20% of all deaths in that age group. Skinner says more young people, especially females, are choosing hanging and other forms of suffocation rather than firearms or poison. The new World Trade Center has reached a milestone. The skyscraper being built to replace the terror-wrecked Twin Towers is now 100 stories high. That's just 4 feet short of becoming the tallest building in New York City and surpassing the Empire State Building. There's a special twist when it comes to counting floors in what will be a 104-story building when One World Trade Center opens next year. According to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, the tower grew from 93 stories last week to 100. The numbers were skipped to make up for the building's massive base plus mechanical equipment taking up space. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero with sports. News around the majors today. The San Francisco Giants just signed right-hander Matt Cain to a reported 5-year extension worth $22 million a year. The deal is a record for right-handers. Cain finished with a 12-11 record with only one complete game last year with a 2.88 ERA. The Alabama native has pitched at least 200 innings 5 consecutive seasons with the Giants. Spring training is all still going on, but the regular season starts Wednesday. Speaking about Canada's game, the weekly awards were given out. Phillies forward Wayne Simmons had a 5-point week. Bruins defenseman and captain Zdeno Chara grabbed second star. And last but not least, tender Mike Smith posted 2 shutouts, including an amazing stat. He hasn't allowed a goal in 139 minutes and 59 seconds, dating all the way back to March 24th. There are 6 games upon us on the hardwood tonight. The Raptors have an off night, but are back in action tomorrow against the Charlotte Bobcats. The other notable action includes the Bulls hosting the 8th place Houston Rockets. 2011 MVP Derrick Rose will miss his 10th straight game due to a groin injury. Bulls are 14-7 without Rose this season. The best team in the NBA, the OKC Thunder, look to extend their 6-game winning streak to 7. OJ Mayo and the Memphis Grizzlies are next for the Thunder to feast on. The reigning NBA champs Mavs tangle with Chris Paul and the Clippers. T-Wolves entertain the Sacramento Kings, and Jazz look to play that funky music and leave Portland with a victory. And finally, Wizards look to cast a spell on Brandon Jennings and the Bucks. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick with 91X Weather.
Tonight, expect a clear night with a low of minus 3. Tuesday, we're going to see some sun with increasing cloudiness in the afternoon with a 60% chance of showers late in the evening and a high of 7. And Wednesday, expect even more sun on the way with a low of plus 1 and a high of 10. Right now, it's 13 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canatero, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is 91X. CJLX. 91.3 FM.